Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will now be focusing on the Avdezikin of Shane. Last Mishnah dealt with Regel and a little bit with Karen. And this one is going to be focusing on Shane. And once again, Shane is an Avdezikin that one is Chayiv Nezek Shalem for. Ketzad HaShein Mu'edes. In what case is a Behema going to be considered a Mu'ad with respect to Shane? Le'echol es haroila. So it is a mu'ad of shame to eat food that is appropriate for it to eat. Habe'ema mu'edes le'echol peros v'irakos. And a behema is a mu'ad to eat fruits and veggies. Now once again, like yesterday's Mishnah, there is a repetition here. Why do you need hashem mu'edes le'echol es haroila and habe'ema mu'edes le'echol peros v'irakos? Obviously, peros v'irakos are foods that it is normal for the behema to eat. It is appropriate food, and therefore, there should be no difference. And it's the same exact case that this is the nezek of shane, in which the owner of the behema is chayiv nezek shalem. So the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, unlike the way it distinguished by Regel, in it, the difference in it being the difference between the Av and the Tolda of Regel, here the Gemara explains the difference by saying that it not only is one going to be Chayiv for Shein of a Behema, but also for Shein of a Chaya. That's why it spells out Behema and Chaya. So this applies to domesticated animals like cows and sheep and non-domesticated, chaya animals, like a deer. Someone owns a deer. If it damages in the normal course of its eating, one is going to be chayiv nezek shalem. However, the Mishnah continues, achla ksus o kelim, if the behema ate clothing or kelim, right, it started munching on a utensil, mishalim chatzi nezek, if it damages by munching on clothes or kelim, then the owner of the behema will only pay chatzi nezek. This is due to the fact that it now is no longer shame, but rather this being unusual and what's called a mashuna dika activity. It's non-normative, unusual damage. This is keren and not shame. And as we said, until an activity of keren is done three times, the owner will not pay nezek shalem because it is yet to become a mu'ad with respect to that activity. Now the Mishnah continues on. Bamed varim amurim. Now when do we say that one is chayiv nezek shalem for shein? And the truth of the matter is this applies to regel as well. Rishus ha-nezek. When the animal damages via normative regel and shein in a place that is owned by the nizak. We're going to have the following terminology. We already pointed out the nizak is the one who is damaged, and the mazik is the one whose animal or self is damaging. So he says b'shus hanizak, when the damage of shein or regel is being done in the reshus of the one whose animal is being damaged. If it's done in his property, if it's done in the nizak's property, then the mazik will be chayiv nezek shalem. Aval b'shus harabim. However, if the owner of the behema has his animal walking in Rishus HaRabim and it damages with regular shein in Rishus HaRabim, the Baal HaBehema is going to be potter, exempt from his chiyuv to pay. This is a special p'tur for nezek of shein and regel that one is only chayiv Rishus HaNizak and not Rishus HaRabim. Now once again, this Bamed Var Mamurim is going back to the regular cases of shein and regel, but not the case of the animal going ahead and eating a item of clothing, which we said is keren, which is chatzi nezek, and the nezek of keren is going to obligate the baal habehema, whether or not the damage was done in the reshus of the nizak, in the reshus of the one whose animal was damaged, or even if one damages someone else's property in reshus harabim via keren, the baal habehema, the mazik, will be chayiv for Karen in Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah now continues on. Aval Bishus HaRabim Potter, as we said, but Im Nenes Mishalim Nenes. Now, even though the Bala Behema is Potter for Nezek in Rishus HaRabim, he still will have to pay for any benefit from the food, because when the animal, when the Behema eats, even in Rishus HaRabim, since it benefits from the food, the owner can go ahead then and feed it less than he normally would have to. So therefore, he's going to pay not for the nezek, for the damage, but at least the value of what it benefited. Meaning, since the Bala Behema, whose Behema ate something in Rishus HaRabim, so that money he would have spent to buy that amount of food for his animal, so he has to go ahead and pay for that benefit. Even though the Bal HaBehema, the owner of the Behema, doesn't have to pay for Nezek, he still has to pay for what he benefited, what's called Nene. And this is a principle, that whenever, a halachic principle, that whenever someone benefits from the property of someone else and causes that other person a loss, he has to pay at least for the benefit. So therefore, in our case, the Behema ate fruits, veggies, whatever. So the Bal HaBehema, he benefited in that he saved the money that he would have spent on feeding the animal. So he has to pay him that amount. Now, let's say the damage was much greater than what he benefited. He doesn't have to pay that. Let's say, for example, if the animal ate really good tomatoes, but he would only feed the animal bran or straw or whatever, so obviously, in Rishus HaRabim, he's not going to have to pay for the more expensive food that it ate, but rather only what it benefited, meaning only what he would have paid for food for the animal. The Mishnah continues, Ketzad Mishalim Mashenenes. The Mishnah now continues, so in what case is the Behema, the owner, the Bala Behema, going to pay what it was Nene, what he was Nene? Achla Mitoch Harachava Mishalim Ma Shenenes. If the Behema ate food in the middle of the Rechov, in the middle of the street, so then the Bala Behema will only pay what it benefited because it's in Rishus HaRabim. But Mitzidei HaRachava, but if it ate food on the sides of the street, Mishalei Ma Shezika, he's going to have to, the Bala Behema's got to pay the full Nezek Shalem of Shein, this being because the Baal HaPeros, the owner of the food, of the produce, had the right to go ahead and put the food there at the side of the street. This is not where the behemos usually go. And therefore, it's the equivalent, even though this is not mamish private property, it's the equivalent of damaging birshus hanizak. It's the equivalent of damaging in the property of the one who was damaged, the birshus hanizak. It's the equivalent of that. The Mishnah continues on with another example of where the Bala Behema will pay Masha Nenes as opposed to where it will pay for the Hezek. And he says, Mipesach Achanus Mishalim Masha Nenes. If the Behema ate food from in front of the store, namely in Rishus HaRabim, so the Bala Behema will only pay Masha Nenes. Mishalim Masha Nenes will only pay what it benefited because it's considered like Rishus HaRabim. Mitoch Achanus Mishalim Masha Hezika. But if it went into the store, obviously, and ate food from inside the store, so obviously he's going to pay for what it damaged, since the store that he went into was the Nizak's property, and therefore, obviously, the Bala Behema, the Mazik, will pay Nezek Shalem.